Test for English Majors, 2013, Grade 4. Part 1, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third reading, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. On answer sheet 1. Now, listen to the passage.
What are dreams for? One theory is that we dream to release the deep, secret desires. We do not express these desires in real life because of the rules of polite society. Another theory is that dreams allow us to solve problems that we can't solve in real life. We go to sleep with a problem and wake up with the solution. This may be a way to use our dreams rather than a purpose of dreaming. If you believe that your dreams are important, then analyzing them may help you to focus on the problem and help you to find the solution. The modern image is that dreams are the brain's way of cleaning up the computer's hard disk. Dreams organize the events of the day into folders and delete what is not needed. But we all know that very little of what we dream is concerned with what happened to us that day.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
One theory is that we dream to release the deep, secret desires. One theory is that we dream to release the deep, secret desires. We do not express these desires in real life because of the rules of polite society. We do not express these desires in real life because of the rules of polite society. Another theory is that dreams allow us to solve problems. Another theory is that dreams allow us to solve problems. That we can't solve in real life. That we can't solve in real life. We go to sleep with a problem and wake up with the solution. we go to sleep with a problem and wake up with the solution. This may be a way to use our dreams rather than a purpose of dreaming. This may be a way to use our dreams rather than a purpose of dreaming. If you believe that your dreams are important, if you believe that your dreams are important, then analyzing them may help you to focus on the problem. Then analyzing them may help you to focus on the problem. And help you to find the solution. And help you to find the solution. The modern image is that dreams are the brain's way. The modern image is that dreams are the brain's way of cleaning up the computer's hard disk. Of cleaning up the computer's hard disk. Dreams organize the events of the day into folders. Dreams organize the events of the day into folders. And delete what is not needed. and delete what is not needed. But we all know that very little of what we dream is concerned with what happened to us that day. Is concerned with what happened to us that day.
The last reading.
One theory is that we dream to release the deep, secret desires. We do not express these desires in real life because of the rules of polite society. Another theory is that dreams allow us to solve problems that we can't solve in real life. We go to sleep with a problem and wake up with the solution. This may be a way to use our dreams rather than a purpose of dreaming. If you believe that your dreams are important, then analyzing them may help you to focus on the problem and help you to find the solution. The modern image is that dreams are the brain's way of cleaning up the computer's hard disk. Dreams organize the events of the day into folders and delete what is not needed. But we all know that very little of what we dream is concerned with what happened to us that day.
Now, you have 2 minutes to check through your work. Part 2. Listening comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the best answer to each question on answer sheet 2. Section A, conversations. In this section, you will hear several conversations. Listen to the conversations carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the conversation.
Hello, Helen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Rob. You always get so excited on Christmas Day.
Come in, come in.
Thank you. Wow!
So, what do you think?
That's amazing! So many decorations! And what a beautiful Christmas tree! You must have spent ages doing this. It's beautiful.
I like to do Christmas with all the trimmings.
All the trimmings? I don't understand.
All the trimmings. It means all the extra things that traditionally come with something to make it more special.
I see. Like all these decorations.
Yes. In my family, we have always had Christmas with all the trimmings. So we have a Christmas tree, decorations, gifts, Christmas songs, silly Christmas games, and most importantly, Christmas lunch. Come this way.
A turkey for lunch?
Now that is a roast turkey with all the trimmings. Not only is it a turkey, but we're eating it with all the things you traditionally eat with Christmas roast turkey. Cranberry sauce, roast potatoes, gravy, stuffing, carrots.
I think I understand what all the trimmings means now.
It's an expression usually used with food, especially at Christmas.